Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Joining us right now on the Ben and Skin Show, my favorite person to ever watch play the game of baseball, the real-life Roy Hobbs, the great Josh Hamilton. How you doing today, Josh?
I'm doing good. What are you guys up to?
Man, we're stoked. We're just so happy to see your name back in the news. Obviously, exciting stuff yesterday as it was announced that you're going to be inducted into the Texas Rangers Hall of Fame.
And
yeah, there you go, baby. So we thought, what a great opportunity to get you on, Mal. First of all, total respect for your privacy. You're living your best life right now. You seem to be very happy, having a great time. But, you know, it's probably a lot of fun to not be in the spotlight after all those years. So we want to respect that. But give us a little insight on that. What are you doing these days?
It is fun. It wouldn't be as fun for you guys if I just, talked to you guys all the time and, was like, there at any phone call or text, if I responded, the excitement wouldn't be there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got to go in Yeti mode, like you say, and just keep it on the down low and stay quiet. But it's been good. I've been able to spend time with my girls. I've been able to be dad, make up for lost time with them, see them play sports, take them to school, just do all the things that a normal dad does. Heck, I got stopped in the grocery store the other day, and somebody was like, "What are you doing here?" I was like, "I'm getting groceries. I'm a normal person. I have to eat. I have to feed my kids." So it's just funny, man. But spending time with my parents. My parents moved down from North Carolina, building them a house at the ranch. Just making life. It's awesome.
We were talking about this earlier, Josh, before you called in. So do you have three or four daughters? I couldn't remember.
I got four.
Four?
I got,
what are the age ranges on your girls?
Oh, man. Julia's 18. Sierra is, she'll be 14. Michaela will be 11. And Stella will be 8.
Okay, now that is a lot of work raising four daughters. You have an 18-year-old, so that's that age where you're graduating from high school, and this will be your first to do this. What's the next step for her?
She's actually been doing modeling stuff, so she's been off traveling around. Honestly, Ben, I don't see a whole lot of her. Me and her mama split. She kind of chose mama's side, so I hadn't talked or seen a lot of her since 2015. So it's a bummer, but I hear she's doing good and things are going her way. So it's one of those things where it's easy for her to choose her mother because, she was, me and her mother dated, she had already had Julia. So Julia's not actually mine, but I raised her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough, but at the same time, it's one of those things where, just keep being good, keep being supportive, and she'll come back around one day.
Man, we're talking to Josh Hamilton on the Ben and Skin Show, and everything we hear about you is so positive and so good. And John Daniels was talking about meeting with you and saying how good you look. And I'm thinking, man, I wonder if JD was just itching to ask him to come back. Have you swung your last bat?
Oh, man. Yes. Yeah, why are you asking me questions like that?
Because they're fun.
Because they're fun. Because you're the greatest home run hitter I've ever seen in my life,
oh,
dude.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't wake up some mornings. Or either, if I'm sitting in a restaurant, they got TVs on and, there's ball games on. When I see them playing up there, it's like that feeling rises up inside me like, oof. Oh, man, you got to swing at that. What are you doing? Don't take that pitch. Did it take two or three pitches? It's like, oh, man, I'm hacking. All those feelings come back of, ooh, and I try to teach my daughters, hey, you swing at three, you can't take three strikes. You swing at three strikes, you have a better chance of hitting it than taking.
Yep.
So it's like, free swinger, baby. So every day I think about it, I see it, and it's like, I'm ready to go. But at the same time, I'm enjoying my girls so much. I'm enjoying being dad, being home. When I do think about playing again, I know it would take me away from them, so it's kind of an easy shutdown for it.
Is there any possibility of returning for a charity game of some kind or something like that. It'd be a lot of fun, I would imagine, for you to just at least get in there and swing a little bit.
That is not out of the question.
Ooh, I love that. You know, Dirk Nowitzki's big hero celebrity baseball game's coming up. We'll have to shoot you an invite to that, man.
Although, Frisco?
Yeah,
come Frisco. On with it.
It's what is
it is June the 7th. It's a Friday, and I'm already seeing that, man, with your previous history, you could probably hit in the four hole in that game, I would think, Ben.
You say it's June 7th?
Yeah.
We'll be out of town, man.
Oh, man. Well, hey, we'll get you in.
Hey, I'm going to take my girls to watch the college softball World Series.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to ask you this. So, I was a huge fan of yours from the moment I heard your story, and then later went and read your book, and it's just fascinating to hear your journey. And, the folks that used to live by the field where you'd practice as a kid, they knew the sound coming off the bat. The ball coming off the bat just made a different sound when you were out there, so they always knew when you were hitting. And I'm just super fascinated by that. You were all, I mean, and I've talked a lot about home runs, but you're a true five-tool player. When you look back on your career, just as a baseball player, what are you most proud of?
Ooh, what am I most proud of? I would probably say never being a showboat or being cocky, never pimping home runs, just doing it and acting like you've done it before. I think the guys I watched growing up, with Tony Gwynn, Cal Ripken Jr., Paul O'Neill, watching them be professional on the field and acting like they have done it before. Paul O'Neill hit a home run, he looks up at it and he takes off running. Same thing with Tony Gwynn or Cal Ripken Jr. I mean, it was just the way they played the game, so probably staying that way my whole career and not kind of falling into the let's watch it, let's show everybody up, that's kind of how I feel like the game's gotten today, more so. Guy hits a home run, he stands there for a second, admires it, get your butt down the line and run around the bases and get back in the dugout. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can tell you our listening audience is going to love that. We're talking to Josh Hamilton here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So there was a lot of talk, God, this is probably 7 years ago, 6 years ago, about the Josh Hamilton movie, and the Affleck's had bought the rights to it and all this stuff. Whatever happened to that bad boy? Is it still a possibility, and do you care about the Josh Hamilton movie?
No, I mean, I don't. I mean, I think it'd be cool if the right people did it and presented it the right way. How I feel and how I feel about God, the man upstairs, and his direction in life, and I feel like that was shut down and stopped for a reason. If it ever comes up again on my end, it'll have to be extremely right people doing it. And I'm not saying that they wouldn't have done a good job with it, but I just feel like it was a tough time in my life and my career, and being in California and things not going well with my marriage and not going well on the field. I've always been a guy who, if things aren't right at home, it shows when I'm on the field. My mind's kind of not where it needs to be on the game. So we'll see. I think it'd be pretty cool to happen one day, but I'm not going to lose any sleep if it doesn't.
Dude, I think about so many great moments from your career, and it is sad that I reduce them down to just home runs because, like I said, true five-tool player, fastest guy, strongest guy, best arm, best defender. I mean, you did everything, but I remember the home run derby in New York. I think it was 08. You had the four home runs against the Orioles in one game. You had the home run in the World Series Game 6 that should have won that game. And John Daniels brought up the amazing catch that you made against the Angels when you went back on the warning track, probably banged up your knee again. But just what an incredible catch! And like when you think back on your memories, is there one that just comes to mind? They're like, yep, that was the crowning moment right there. Is it all just kind of a mesh?
It's all a mesh. I mean, I don't ever think about any of that stuff, to be honest with you, unless somebody sends me like a clip of something. Whether it's a home run derby or just like May 8th. I completely forgot about that, but somebody sent me the clip from the four home runs in Baltimore. So I don't ever watch that stuff unless I get it and I'm like, oh man, I forgot about it. Is that today? And I click on it and You know, so it's pretty cool to get stuff like that and then be able to show the girls, because, you know, they don't really remember a whole lot besides being at a game and eating sweets and you know, seeing grown men on the field running around playing. But it's pretty cool. Man, I was at Topgolf a couple of days ago with my parents and talking about the swing earlier and people hearing it, you know,
yeah.
When I was at the baseball field. Man, I was swinging the golf club and I waited to the end and I got my driver out. And I hit, the first one I hit, I was like, oh. I was like, that sounded really loud. And my dad, he's having a hard time hearing. He's got hearing aids or whatever. And when I'm broke right now, he had one in. And he was like, hit a couple more. I said, did you hear that? Damn, that was loud. I was like, yes.
Did you knock down that back net back there?
Oh, I was crushing that back net. like I was going like if you're looking at the lines on the back net, I was two lines down. I was just crushing, cranking off there.
Yes.
You know, Josh, there's a whole other world out there of the long drive championship. Heck, they do it at Windstar pretty close to us. Why don't you start a second career as a long drive champion? That'd be a hell of a lot of fun.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've thought about it.
Let's go.
I got to be in, you know, decent shape, but I don't really have to be in any kind of shape to do that. So.
Yeah.
No, those are just big old boys out there, man. You'd roll out there and start crushing immediately.
Crushing.
Man, you gave us all so many great memories. There's so much love for you out there. I'm just so glad that you got this honor. It's so well deserved. I know it's not what you're about, and you really seem to just like you hit a home run. You don't want to pimp the home run and all that. You seem to be that way with your career too. Hey, just I'm just going to go on the down low. But man, you have to know how we just love you. How we're grateful for the memories and. Exciting times you gave us on the baseball field. You got to be excited about getting into the Rangers Hall of Fame, right?
I am. You know, something you never think about. And, you know, I said this the other day, you know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, think about one day I'd be in any kind of Hall of Fame where I was at. You know, I wouldn't have thought about it. I would have said no way. So it just lets me know and reminds me of God's grace and you know, that. And hopefully people realize, you know, that I was always honest and upfront with the mistakes I made. And never hid behind anything or tried to, you know, duck my way out of it by not talking about it. You know, I was always the guy that wanted to put it out there so people would realize, hey, yeah, I play baseball for a living. God gave me the talent to do it. But it's I'm a normal person when it comes to, you know, problems or struggles or weaknesses. And I'm not going to hide behind what I do and just go along with it. I'm going to talk about it and hopefully be able to help some folks out. And that's been the most rewarding part of the whole journey, is just sharing what God's done in my life and what he continues to do now that I'm done with baseball. But if I can tell you a quick story. Quick story?
Yeah, heck of course.
So when I decided to retire, I was at the ranch, and my girls were homeschooled at the time, and I was praying for like a week about what to do, how to get into school, this and that. And I'm out there cutting firewood in the wintertime. And, you know, old axe, just cutting wood. And I'd take a chop, bust a log up, and immediately, as soon as I cut through it, God was like, you know, you can be done. And I'm like, what do you mean? You know, I can be done. He's like, you know why you don't want to be done? I'm like, no. He's like, you're afraid. I'm like, afraid of what? I mean, I'm having this conversation talking out loud. And he says, well, baseball is the only thing you've ever known since you were three. I'm like, okay. I said, well, I haven't played in 2 years. He said, yeah, but mentally, emotionally, physically, you've been preparing to get back to play. And he says, I got something more for you after baseball. I'm like, okay. So I called my agent and said, you know what? I'm done. Right after that, I said, I'm done. He said, okay. He said, you want to do a big press conference or anything? I said, no. He said, fade away in the background? Yes. And that was it.
That is amazing.
Wow.
So Josh, just so I know, I'm so fascinated by this. What is that sound of that voice that you are hearing in that head when you're having that conversation? What does that voice sound like?
It ain't mine, that's for sure. It ain't Elvin, and it ain't Boomhauer from King of the
Hill. I love that.
It's just a check inside you, man, that when people say it's a small, still voice, it really is. And it's something that I would never think about on my own or have that conversation with myself. because me, I want to keep continuing to be out there. But thinking about the answer to my prayer as far as praying for my girls, well, that was the beginning answer of the prayer, me being around more and being available and being there to make sure they get what they need and get where they need to be in life. So as a competitor, as an athlete, I wouldn't have never thought that way or talked to myself that way. So you know when God speaks to you, because you know you wouldn't tell yourself that in 1,000 years.
It's so awesome, man. Josh, thanks so much for the time. And before we let you go, you keep referencing the Boomhauer and the Elvis stuff. We were talking about that.
Man, I'm saying. I don't know.
The fake Josh Hamilton stuff. You've heard all the fake Josh. That's good stuff, though, right?
That is good stuff. I hope y'all keep doing it. It's actually hilarious. I heard it for the first time after I talked to Gator.
My mom! My mom loves you, Josh.
Oh, my God. Sweet Southern Belle. I mean, I fell in love when I saw her and talked to her. I was like, oh, how you doing? You know, I got a thing for aging folks. I can't say older ladies.
Or right. Like, yeah. Mature women.
Who are getting older.
There you go.
God, I'd so love it if you became my stepdad. That would be awesome. That'd be so much fun. Hey, I tell you what, before we let you go, though, how are you going to celebrate your 38th birthday?
Oh, man, you had to bring it up.
Ben wants to sing to you.
Oh, does he now?
That's not true.
In my voice?
Yeah, I'll sing it to you in your voice. You ready?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. You want me to finish the song?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Finish that song.
Throw me a fastball?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Don't swing.
Do whatever you got
swing.
To.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, Hall of Fame.
Thank you, man.
Hey, dude, we love you. We have so much respect for you. Thank you for the incredible memories. Thank you for taking the time. I mean, I almost didn't want to ask you to jump on because we want to respect your privacy. But, dude, we had a reason to have you on, and so we had to do it. Thank you for jumping on with us. I know all Rangers fans appreciate it.
All right. Love you guys. Thanks, man.
Love you too, bro.
See
Take
you,
care.
Hambone.
Hambone! Bam!